Today's thought for the day is brought to you by Vivian Harron. Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year, or so the sentimental songs tell us. And we'd love to believe that, wouldn't we? That this festive season could be one of sleigh bells ringing, chestnuts roasting by the fire, and caroling out in the snow. But the reality, more often than not, is very different. There will be many people this year for whom Christmas will be the most difficult time. Those who are dreading its arrival and for whom it can't pass quickly enough. Families grieving the loss of loved ones, those who struggle daily, Christmas Day included, with anxiety, depression, or battling disease, relationship problems, unemployment, addiction, mounting debt, none of these stop for the holiday season. Nor do the global ills, enduring and escalating conflicts and political instability. It all begs the question, where do we find real hope amidst the reality of suffering and uncertainty in this world, for Christmas and beyond? Consider that first Christmas. See a baby boy lying in an animal's feeding trough in a stable, in an obscure part of the world, without privilege or political power. And yet the Bible tells us that this baby holds the key to the future of this world. This is Jesus, the very Son of God, sent into this world, showing us what God is like. For how else could we know unless God takes the initiative to reveal himself? This eternal Son, the exact imprint of God his Father, is not what we would have imagined left to our own devices. Jesus is compassionate, kind and humble, not proud or supremely indifferent. People throng to him, captivated by his gracious words. Men, women and children, the sick and suffering, rich and poor, were drawn to him and welcomed by him. He befriended the rejects, and the untouchables found that they mattered to him. He gave hope to the despised and down and outs. And he exposed the self-righteousness and hypocrisy of the religious elite. Of course, it was at their hands that he endured most hostility. Jesus knew what it was to be maligned and misrepresented, to be hated, and ultimately to be betrayed by the closest of friends. No protective firewalls surrounded the Son of God. He was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. So what was his purpose in coming? We know what it wasn't, because he told us. He didn't come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. He didn't come to condemn the world, but to save it. And he didn't come to call those who think they're righteous, but those who know they're not. This is the language of service, sacrifice, and rescue. Hope for a broken world and a needy humanity. God responds to our deepest need by sending his Son to give his life in exchange for ours, to reconcile us to himself now and give us a future with himself forever in a new heaven and earth, the home of righteousness. This isn't sentimental, wishful thinking to numb our despair. No, Christ entered our world in time and place, was crucified for our sins and rose again, and he has left us his Holy Spirit to indwell us, encourage and equip us until he returns. Fast forward to the last few pages of the Bible where we read, "Look, God's home is now among his people. God himself will live with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." we have the greatest proof of the greatest love and the greatest hope in Jesus Christ. No matter what your circumstances this Christmas, won't you find this true and lasting hope in the Son of God who loved you and gave his life for you?